Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Tinder Secrets Exposed. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Tinder Secrets Exposed. And this is based on a big Tinder experiment that I was involved in which we used a female test profile to see how men behave on Tinder. And this can be referenced and connected to other online dating platforms, with the main aim of the experiment was to understand male competition. So if you are a man who uses Tinder or a man who uses other online dating platforms, it would be very useful to understand your competition, because if you understand what other men's profiles are like, or if you was to understand what type of messages men send to women, then you will realize what you need to do to stand out. If you know your competition, you can make sure you behave differently and ultimately better than the rest of the men using the platforms. And if you can do this, you stand more chance of having success with them. So, you might be wondering, how was this experiment done? Well, it was actually separated into different sections, and one such section is what we are going to be concentrating on today, and that was to answer the question, what type of first messages do men send women? And the way this part of the experiment was done was the female test profile was placed into 12 different cities around the world. It was actually in every single continent on Earth that uses Tinder. The only one it wasn't in was Antarctica, and they don't use Tinder in Antarctica. So 12 different cities in 6 different continents, and X amount of swipes was done on each particular city, and this would result in so many matches. And then it was literally a waiting game to see if the men would send a first message, and if they did send a first message, what type of message would they send? So, as I said, this was one part of the big Tinder experiment. Another part of the big Tinder experiment included a question called, do men read dating profiles? And this was a particularly interesting part of the experiment, in which in the profile, we had a rather large profile, and about 3/4 down, there was a segment which said something along the lines of, in your first message, please type, and then there was a code word, so I know you've read my profile. And this was done about 3/4 of the way down, really embedded within the profile. And it was then a kind of situation of just seeing how many men, what percentage of men would actually write that first message, send that first message, and include the code word. So if you want to see the results of that particular part of the experiment, and it really did surprise me. You know, I was taken aback by it. Then you can find it for free on my Patreon. So in the description of this podcast, you will find a link to my Patreon. And if you scroll down my Patreon through my posts, you will find one called Do Men Read Dating Profiles? And it's a podcast that you can listen to for free. So it's on my Patreon. The link is in this description of this podcast, but you can listen to it for free. And I suggest that after this podcast, you do click that link and have a listen. It is fascinating. The results really did surprise me. Okay, so now let's get back into what we're talking about in this podcast today. And this was the answer to the question of what type of first messages do men send women? So on the profile for this part of the experiment, all there was a few pictures and obviously the age and things like that, but there was no profile text. So it was interesting to see how men who matched would actually react to the situation and what they would do. So let's not waste any more time and let's get into the results. So the most common behavior for men who matched with the female test profile, and as I said, this was done in 12 cities across the world in 6 different continents, the results proved very similar around all of them. So then when we amalgamated them, you know, to get the actual main results, it just shows that this is a very comprehensive look at how men behave worldwide, and they behave very similarly. You know, it's very, very samey from place to place, and the results were all put together and here they are. So the most common way men behave to matching to the test female profile was that 40% of the men didn't send a message. So 40% of the men didn't even send a message to the test female profile. The second most common behavior of men was 24% of the men sent a statement. So a statement is something that is not a question. So the most common statement that was sent was something similar to hello or hi, just a very basic statement. The third most common behavior that men showed was that 12% of them sent a statement, but they did reference the profile. And what that meant in most instances was they would put hello, they would put the statement with no question, but then they would mention the name of the profile. So it would be hi so-and-so, you know, hello so-and-so, you know, it would show that they've actually bothered to read the name of the person that they are messaging, but again, there was no question attached. The fourth most common behavior of men was at 9%, they sent a basic question. So a basic question is predominantly something such as, how are you? Okay, there was no profile reference. It was just something such as, how are you? Or what is your day been like? You know, just something really, really basic. The fifth most common type of message sent by men was a basic question, but also with a profile reference. So again, it would be something such as, how are you? But this time it would actually include the name of the profile. So slightly more personalized. And this was also at 9%, but it had actually marginally less people do it. So that's why it's slightly below the basic question. So now we are moving to the sixth most common. And this was at a lowly 4%, which was a unique question and a profile reference. So this is referencing the name of a profile, but also having a unique question, which is something other than how are you. You know, it actually had more thought to it and something that just stood out as being unique. And then finally, bottom of a pile, seventh place with 2% of men doing this, was a unique question again, but this time it had no profile reference. So you might be wondering, why is it so important to have a profile reference? Why are we looking for that? And the reason we're doing for that is because if it doesn't, it could just be a copy and paste message. And a lot of women, a lot of people in general, if they think it could be a copy and paste message, they're probably not going to reply. So it is vitally important you include a profile reference when you are sending a message via online dating. Read their profile if they've got the text. Hopefully they will have. This female test profile didn't, but it was an experiment. You know, make sure that you check out their name. You know, make sure you've proven that you have actually looked at their profile before you have made a comment, before you have sent a message. Don't just base it on a photo, okay? So what can we draw from this? Well, from the experiment, only 25% of male matches sent a first message that made reference to the profile. So in regards of competition, only 25% of men bothered to send a message that made a reference to their name, basically. And that just shows how bad men are performing in this way. And if you can just take the time to notice the name of the person that you're speaking with and actually include it, always include a question and try to make it unique. You know, if you just put a statement, they might not even reply. If you put a boring basic question, they might just not reply. If you can put a unique question, if you can include a profile reference, you will be doing better than the vast majority of men. You know, only 4% of men in this experiment did that. Okay, a unique question with a profile reference. You can do better than that. You can stand out. Understand their profile, read their name, include it in that first message, include a question. Make sure the question is unique. And if you want some advice on online dating, then I've written a book which is specifically designed to help you become successful on online dating platforms. You can find it on my website, dateme.tips. It is available in ebook form as well as paperback. And if you want advice in general, if you want specific advice, I also provide email coaching. And again, the details for that are on my website, dateme.tips. So, as I said at the start of this podcast, please now click the link in the description so you can go to my Patreon and listen for free to the other part of the experiment that we did, which was fascinating, which was to the question, do men read dating profiles, in which we actually had, in this instance, a description, an actual profile segment, and within that body of text, there was a code word that we asked the men to send in their first message to prove they have read the profile. So it's for free, it's on my Patreon, the link is in the description. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope you can become better at online dating and more successful at online dating.